Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, politics and religion, or crossing the divide. Well, folks, you know, a lot of people distrust PhDs like me. They think and sometimes say we're head in the clouds when they're being polite. And we don't have a clue about people's day-to-day lives. No doubt that's true sometimes. For example, if you're a regular listener, you know every once in a while I talk about making relationships better by, quote, joining on what we have in common rather than separating over our differences, especially when we have a big disagreement and we're tempted to fight. Some people find that idea useful, but others have said, what do you mean joining on what we have in common? Too abstract, doctor. Well, here's an example. At my extended family reunions, there are people of many different political and religious persuasions. After having had some rather irritating conversations over the years, I now follow the old maxim of avoiding divisive discussions of political and religious differences. But inevitably, some folks like to raise a ruckus by poking at one side or the other's values, and one of my cousins, who I find very close-minded, likes to poke at mine. With the idea of listening to opposing views to learn something, when he pokes, rather than debating, I now ask him to tell me more about his point of view, with genuine interest in understanding how he sees the world. When I did this recently, he eventually said that he really values that people in the U.S. have the constitutional right to voice their opinion, no matter what it is. And while I had disagreed with much of what he had said before then, that I could totally join him on. I also feel really listening and struggling respectfully and openly towards understanding each other is a gift America offers to all, and I said so wholeheartedly. And right then, I felt more respect for him, despite all of our differences, and he seemed more open to my point of view after that. Why, he even asked me a few questions. Now that was a real surprise. So listen and learn. I'm Rich. Two ears, one mouth, O'Neill. Thanks for checking in.